Chapter 4. A great civilization is born. Mighty Mycenaeans. It's 3,000 years in the future. Archaeologists are excavating the remains of an advanced civilization. They uncover a great city with houses, roads, works of art, mysterious machines, and magnificent monuments. They also find flat pieces of a plant-based material, usually white, covered with black squiggles. The scientists think that there used to be many more of these, but that most of them were destroyed in the calamity that brought down the civilization. It occurs to someone that the squiggles must have held meaning for the people, now vanished, who once lived in this great city. A scholar works for years deciphering them, and finally, she cracks the code. In her hand, she holds the first precious words translated from that long-dead language. They are lettuce, bread, crackers, spaghetti sauce. Can you imagine the archaeologist's disappointment? After all her work, it turns out that what she's been struggling to understand was nothing but a shopping list. This is what happened to an Englishman named Michael Ventris in 1953. Even as a child, Ventris was so interested in ancient languages that at the age of 8, he bought himself a book about Egyptian hieroglyphs. When he was 14, he went to hear Sir Arthur Evans, the excavator of the huge palace at the city of Knossos on the island of Crete, give a lecture about some mysterious clay tablets. Evans and his team had found dozens of these small objects in palaces on Crete and the Greek mainland. Symbols were cut into or painted on them in straight lines. Evans called the writing Linear B. After the lecture, Ventris went up to Sir Arthur and said, "Did you say they've never been deciphered, sir?" Sir Arthur told him that this was so. Ventris was hooked. As an adult, Ventris became an architect, but in his spare time, he kept up his interest in the tablets. When photographs and drawings of them became available, he wrote letters to other people all over the world who were also interested in deciphering.